This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of February 3rd. Although it wasn't a surprise, President Trump's announcement that he was imposing 25% tariffs on all imports of goods from Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% tariffs on goods from China, the impact of these tariffs are still being processed by agricultural organizations. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data, Mexico and Canada were the U.S. second and third largest buyers of U.S. agricultural products in 2023, with both buying nearly $30 billion each, while the U.S. exported almost $34 billion of agricultural products to China. American Farm Bureau Federation officials point out that more than 20% of U.S. agricultural products are exported, and last year, ag exports accounted for $174.5 billion in farmer revenue. While every dollar of ag exports resulted in more than $2 in domestic economic activity. The Fertilizer Institute wrote to Trump on Sunday, urging an exemption on tariffs for Canadian potash and other fertilizers. Quote, especially as we approach the critical time of spring planting, where nutrient delivery and application are essential for the harvests that fill America's dinner tables with abundant and affordable food. According to the Institute, the U.S. relies on imports for over 95% of its potash fertilizer needs, with nearly 90% of that coming from Canada. And that country also supplies U.S. growers with over 8% of our nitrogen fertilizer needs, accounting for 25% of all U.S. nitrogen fertilizer imports. Potash is also known as potassium, and it's used primarily in fertilizer to support plant growth, increase crop yields, and disease resistance, while enhancing water preservation. On Monday morning, Trump posted on social media that he had just spoken to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, and they had agreed to delay tariffs for 1 month. At this point, it's difficult to determine whether all of the rhetoric coming out of Washington is a tempest in a teapot or a game changer for farmers and ranchers. Since potential tariffs on agriculture have sucked most of the oxygen out of agricultural news over the past week or so, here are a couple of local events that may be of interest to the community. Farming and ranching can be very rewarding because the occupation is often a lifestyle as well as a way to make a living. But it's stressful, too, because operators and their families can't control all the factors that impact their businesses, like weather, input costs, commodity markets, and governmental regulations, which can leave them feeling like they are alone and in a storm. To help farmers and ranchers cope with the challenges associated with the professions, the SAFE Coalition invites farmers and ranchers to join in conversations about the agricultural community at the cattle, crops, and coffee meetings at Fahrenheit Coffee in Mancos from 8 to 9 a.m. on Thursday, February 6th, and Bubba's in Lewis from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on February 20th. For more information, contact Niona Phillips at 970-564-4778. The Pueblo Community College Forestry and Fire Science Department is offering two classes starting February 17th, Foundations of Forestry and Forestry Field Techniques. Information is available at 970-564-6218. More information about these meetings and classes is on the Farm News and Views blog post at ksad.org. Former President Calvin Coolidge said, "It takes a great man to be a good listener." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.